London, the UK Department for Education, DfE, has published updated guides for various student financial support schemes for the 2025 to 2026 academic year, including the 16-19 Bursary Fund, Residential Bursary Fund, and Care to Learn. The guides provide essential information on funding rules and processes for each scheme, with key updates to the claims procedures for students in vulnerable groups and those needing support from Care to Learn. Institutions must ensure they understand the changes to avoid delays and complications in funding claims. Important changes for 2025 to 2026. The 16-19 Bursary Fund Guide now includes a change in the process for funding claims related to students eligible for bursaries from vulnerable groups. Institutions must be aware of these changes to ensure timely and accurate funding claims. For young parents seeking support from Care to Learn, the guide outlines a new claim process. Institutions are urged to understand their responsibilities and how the revised system will operate. Continuous professional development for teachers. The DfE has also announced a grant competition to support continuous professional development for maths and English teachers working with 16 to 19-year-olds. The program aims to help teachers meet the maths and English funding conditions for the 2025 to 2026 academic year. Post-16 Funding and Grants updates. The POST-16 budget grant, which previously only covered schools, will be extended to FE colleges starting in April 2025. This grant will apply to all institutions with 16 to 19 funding allocations for the 2025 to 2026 academic year. The Teachers' Pension Scheme Employer Contribution Grant, TPSECG, for the financial year 2025 to 2026 will be distributed to schools and colleges in two installments for mainstream schools and academies. High Needs Funding and FE Teacher Education Bursaries. The High Needs Funding Operational Guide has also been updated to reflect changes in funding distribution and new commissioning guidelines. Additionally, the FE Initial Teacher Education, ITE, bursaries for the 2025 to 2026 academic year will continue, offering significant financial support to those teaching high-priority subjects in the further education sector. What's next? Institutions and training providers are encouraged to review the guides and ensure they are aligned with the updated rules and processes. The application window for FEITE bursaries is now open, and providers are encouraged to apply promptly. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.